In this bulletin, a new survey shows support for a growing population is falling. Scientists, river operators and water experts meet after another mass fish kill in New South Wales. And the manager of Socceroos, Aaron Moy, English Premier League Football Club, leaves his post. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A new survey shows support for a growing population is falling. The Australian National University poll finds 30% of Australians believe the nation needs more people. A similar poll conducted in 2010 found support for a growing population at 45%. The nation's population grew over the past year by nearly 400,000. 61% of that number was from net overseas migration, the number of migrants who arrive minus the number who leave. A meeting of river operators, scientists and water experts is taking place in Canberra today. It comes amid reports of another massive fish kill in New South Wales, this time in Lake Hume, a week after a million fish died in the state's Darling River. More fish are likely to perish in coming days as temperatures rise. Some locals and water experts say mismanagement of resources are to blame for the fish deaths, while the New South Wales government insists drought is the cause. The New South Wales government is preparing to install aerators in waters across the state to increase oxygen levels. Primary Industry Minister Niall Blair says the devices will prevent more deaths.
We have purchased a number of aerators that we are deploying across the state. These aren't the silver bullet, but these are something that we can install in some of our waterways to try and keep the level of oxygen levels up for those fish.
The federal government is launching a website today it says will help millions of older Australians to live longer, better lives. Minister for Senior Australians and Aged Care Ken Wyatt says the so-called Life Checks website covers four areas: health, work, finance and social life. Mr Wyatt says it will give 10 million Australians aged 45 and over free advice on taking positive steps towards better health and greater security.
So at the age of 45, we tend to develop comorbidities. And so this is a reality check of saying, how's your health travelling? Should you go to your GP? In terms of the wealth component, most of us retire at about 65 plus. If we're living longer to 100, then have you got enough finances to take you and carry you through those 40 years? Notwithstanding that you will receive the pension, depending on your assets. And then, of course, work. You might decide that you want to continue working and undertake a training program. And so we've designed it around that element. And the other is social and emotional well-being, how you connected, your social life, whether you're lonely, etc.
Labor's legal affairs spokesman Mark Dreyfus is asking Prime Minister Scott Morrison to investigate the eligibility of Energy Minister Angus Taylor to sit in Parliament. It comes as questions were raised over financial ties to a recruitment company, Derwent Executive, which held government contracts. Mr Dreyfus says Mr Taylor has not provided proof he sold shares in Derwent earlier than March 2017, as it says on his register of interests. In addition, a spokesman for Mr Taylor has told the Australian newspaper Mr Taylor's interest in Derwent ceased in January 2016. Mr Dreyfus is urging Mr Morrison to get his energy minister to explain the full picture and the timeline discrepancies.
It's long past time for Mr Morrison to step in and put this matter beyond doubt. We cannot have yet another Morrison government minister whose eligibility to serve in the parliament remains in doubt.
To football and Socceroo, Aaron Moy's Huddersfield Town have announced the departure of their manager, David Wagner, by mutual consent. Huddersfield are currently bottom of the English Premier League, having won only two matches this season. The club says Wagner told senior officials he needs a break from the rigours of football management. Wagner guided the Northern English club into the Premier League for the first time since 1972 in 2017. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 30 degrees, very hot in Adelaide, 41. It's partly cloudy in Melbourne, 35 in Hobart. It's cloudy as well, 29 degrees. It's sunny in Canberra and 39. In Wollongong, mostly sunny and 29. Much the same for Sydney, 31. Similar conditions in Newcastle and 34, mostly sunny in Brisbane, 32, in Cairns a shower or two, 31, and in Darwin a possible shower or storm, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.